Can you handle the truth? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Canada, professor of English at Indiana University Kokomo, examines whether the claims of fake news can have a real effect on the population.
Fake news is itself making headlines, as many worry about its impact on our ability to find the truth. Here's a news flash. Many Americans don't necessarily want the truth, at least not all the time. Nearly two centuries ago, as mass journalism was taking shape in the United States, the New York Sun reported the existence of life on the moon. When the hoax was revealed, readers were forgiving, perhaps even appreciative. The author did not go down in disgrace, and the Sun continued to thrive. Many authors, including Harriet Beecher Stowe and Henry David Thoreau, believed that literature could indeed be a superior venue for telling the truth and crafted a kind of news of their own in hoaxes, poetry, and fiction. Today, countless Americans gobble up questionable stories of conspiracies and indulge in movies about superheroes. Throughout these various flights of fancy, the democracy has managed to endure, and mainstream journalism has generally become more reliable. So, do we really need to worry? Yes, fervently. Today, thanks to the internet and talk radio, if we don't want to believe something, we probably can find a news outlet that will challenge it, leaving us blissful, even indignant, in our ignorance. Given this opportunity to choose our news, the ability to read, listen, watch, and think critically is crucial. My colleague Michael Alawine and I show that people can investigate agendas, biases, and credentials to determine sources' credibility. Ability, though, is worthless without desire. We also need a drive to know the truth, a drive so strong that it overcomes our human wish to escape it. As educators, we should look to teach students to evaluate sources so that they can find the truth, but also teach them to value the truth, to face it head on with courage, even hunger. The truth is, while the truth may hurt, untruth destroys.
That was Mark Canada of Indiana University Kokomo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.